July the 9th, 2016, ISIS executed 4 football players in Raqqa. Terrorists don't usually need complicated excuses to kill innocent people, but some rationales are just pathetic. Raqqa, Syria. Are you a sports fan? Or are you more of a sporting type? Me? I'm both. Especially when it comes to hockey, how typically Canadian. I play goal a few times a week in what we call pickup, i.e. unorganized or lightly organized, with a bunch of guys, and I watch NHL hockey now and then. Or rather I did until... I did both until before COVID-19 hit. Here's hoping we can get back to normal and I can get back to stopping pucks. Others see sports as either frivolous or hoovering up too much attention and money. I may not agree with the former, but I can see the point of the latter. Professional athletes do make way too much money. For example, how can footballer Cristiano Ronaldo be paid $105 million a year? Go figure. And professional athletes are also way too influential on just about everything. And I can see why this turns off a lot of people. But none of this should mean that those who engage in sports, either watching or playing, should be killed. To each their own, I say. You may not like sports, or not like that your spouse, say, watches too many sports programs on TV, but that doesn't give you the right to kill him or her. Tell that to Islamic State or ISIS. On this day in 2016, the terrorist group beheaded 4 football players in Raqqa after having declared the sport un-Islamic. Photographs of the aftermath of the gruesome execution, together with snaps of 3 of stars lining up for their side in the days before ISIS invaded, were released in a series of tweets by a group protesting the violent extremists. ISIS made up a lot of shit when it came to what was Islamic and what was not. It claimed a monopoly on what was allowed and what wasn't. Those who would not follow the rules were killed. End of story. Unfortunately, this heinous act was just one of many that the group carried out in its so-called caliphate. That fake state is no longer with us, even if ISIS is not completely gone. Expect more such acts in the future.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.